And welcome to TBM Talks, the podcast where we deep dive into all things technology, business management, and IT financial management. I'm your host, Kiara Zapanta, and today marks the beginning of our first episode of TBM Talks. And I'm greatly looking forward to this journey of digging into the world of technology finance. In this very first episode, we're exploring a topic crucial to any IT or tech organization, cost transparency. And we'll unpack what it really means to achieve cost transparency in technology expenses, the impact it has on organizations, and how it can transform decision-making from the top down. Joining us today is Mark Steckel, Specialist Leader of Cloud FinOps Services at Deloitte, and a seasoned expert in helping organizations manage technology costs with over 25 years of experience in both financial services and management consulting. Mark, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you here. So could you please start by sharing a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, thanks, Kara. It's good to be here with you guys today, talking about a topic that I've been around for quite some time. As you mentioned, it's hard to believe it's been that long, but it has. So I've kind of been, as you said, involved in IT financial management, cost transparency, TBM, for about 25 years or so. Most of that time, I was in financial services at a large global retail and investment bank, and I had various roles in that organization over the years, either in finance roles or in COO roles. But always about managing technology costs, both from kind of the infrastructure and application development side. The last 3 years or so, I've been in management consulting at Deloitte. And what I've been doing is all around FinOps. So Cloud FinOps is kind of, I look at it as extending, what I did for years in TBM and ITFM to the cloud. And so I help clients build and establish FinOps capabilities and also talk about how they can integrate FinOps with their on-prem legacy ITFM and TBM capabilities. So looking forward to the chat today.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Mark, and we're happy to have you here. So let's dive into cost transparency. Based on your experience, how would you define cost transparency and its significance?
So just if I had to kind of think about like a definition, like I kind of think about it as leveraging financial and operational data to build the actionable intelligence that leaders need to make decisions that will drive successful business outcomes. So that's kind of like a definition if I had to kind of pick one. But kind of if I expand on that a little bit, to me, I kind of mentioned this a minute or so ago, it's kind of an evolution of how organizations have historically managed their IT cost space. So if you kind of go back quite a while, technology costs were managed, say, from an organizational unit perspective, cost centers, cost types. It would focus on using run rates to drive targets and forecast. And as far as cost management goes, you typically see more what I'd call a brute force approach. So when times get tight, you kind of cut travel or cut contractors or cut vendor spend by 10%. It's not really, I think, a very intelligent way to go about it. And so cost transparency to me is kind of flipping that to really start looking at IT cost along the lines of cost drivers, business drivers, looking at things like TCO of applications, IT products and services, establishing KPI metrics that incorporate operational and financial dimensions, understanding supply and demand for IT, understanding unit cost of IT, things like that. So you're really looking at it from more a commercial perspective and building transparency that allows leaders to make effective decisions based on robust data. So that's kind of like how I see kind of cost transparency as an evolution of how things were done historically. It is really mission critical for companies to achieve a positive ROI on IT. I think over, the last, say, 10, 15 years or so, I mean, IT is becoming much, much a larger part of organizations' cost base than it was prior. And so without having the ability to manage it the correct way, it really drives a lot of organizational inefficiency and financial inefficiency.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So it really sounds like cost transparency not only clears up financial fog, but also strategically aligns technology spend with business outcomes. So with this in mind, can you share how this approach has delivered value in the organizations that you've worked with?
Cost transparency transforms the cost of IT from a black box, right? You might have heard that term before. something that the business really doesn't understand. They view it as kind of an expensive overhead that they don't really know how to influence, right? And cost transparency, you know, shifts that to something that they can really understand and influence and use IT as a strategic enabler for their business growth, right? So the way I've kind of seen it successfully, you know, deployed in the organizations I've worked in is to look at it from a mindset of trying to align technology costs all the way to the top of the organization, right? So instead of thinking about IT as an overhead or a cost of doing business, if you can link what you're spending in technology up through the organization to applications and business products and services, you're able to give the leaders that are running businesses in your organization the ability to understand how IT is going to help them achieve their goals. So in a standard taxonomy or framework, I've built what's referred to as the ADAM model, which is kind of aligning technology costs to cost pools, to IT towers, to IT products and services, and ultimately up to applications and business products. So establishing that framework in an organization is really critical to really capitalize on the transparency you're building. Maybe by way of an example, I'll kind of think about an example where, let's say I'm a business leader and I own a product set and I have a website that I use to sell my products and services, and I want to improve the speed at which that website operates. So think of maybe about something like Expedia, right? So when I search for, say, flights, I want those options to come up as quickly as possible. If that thing cycles for 15, 20, 30 seconds, I might go to Travelocity, right? So from a leader perspective, they would want to understand how much would it cost to increase the speed of that website so my flight options come up, you know, within a second or even less. So cost transparency can give that leader the transparency to understand what it would cost to increase the speed and ultimately figure out how that would improve sales and revenue flow, right? Without cost transparency, that business leader really can't make that decision effectively because they can't understand, you know, how much it's going to cost to improve the performance of the application that's running their website.
Yeah, totally. It's fascinating to hear how, you know, transparency can transform an organization's approach to IT costs overall. So given these strategic benefits that you've described, why is cost transparency crucial for tech leaders, especially in today's economic climate?
Right. So I kind of mentioned this a little bit already, but, you know, table stakes, right? Without cost transparency, you know, companies will not be able to effectively manage, in most cases, what's a significant investment in technology, and will be unable to align that investment to their, you know, strategic priorities, understand how that's going to help them with driving increase in profitability, revenue growth, things like that. As far as today's market is concerned, I would say right now there's a great deal of uncertainty in the market, right? In terms of how long is inflation going to stay stubborn, right? Is it going to come down? When and if will the Fed cut interest rates? Will the job market come under increased pressure, right? So these are questions that I think most leaders are tackling or working through today. So you need something that's going to be able to give you the agility to make decisions across those, you know, economic climate items, right? So cost transparency can give leaders the ability to understand what if, right? So think about maybe what if scenarios, right? If inflation remains stubborn, what is that going to mean to my ability to borrow and invest as it relates to interest rates? You know, what's that going to do to my cost base? Am I going to be able to invest in IT? And what's that profile going to look like? And how does that investment and the timing of that investment align to my business revenue profitability? Another thing that's really topical and top of mind for most organizations today is, how can I leverage AI? How can I leverage Gen AI to make my organization more efficient? And you need to establish the cost transparency around what that type of investment is going to look like. So I think everyone's excited about AI, Gen AI, but if you don't have the right cost transparency in place in terms of what the technology is going to cost to deliver that in terms of compute, storage, database, et cetera, it's going to be really hard to understand how you could leverage AI in a cost-informed way. So you're not making bad decisions without understanding the impact of that investment to your organization.
Yeah. Awesome. So it really shows that now, more relevant than ever, it's important to be aligning technology investments to your business outcomes. So reflecting on your experiences, what common challenges have you seen organizations face when they do try to achieve cost transparency?
Yeah, so it sounds maybe kind of hokey a little bit, but I think the first thing is understanding that you really need to win over hearts and minds of senior leadership. You know, in most organizations, like in my experience as well, you know, instituting or developing the type of cost transparency you need is a big change in an organization, and you really need the senior leaders in the organization to support the journey. An example, like at the banking firm I worked at, we had a great experience with the investment bank. They were great partners. They were huge believers in what we were trying to achieve with cost transparency. So we built the cost transparency primarily from the infrastructure IT organization, and that transparency helped the investment bank and their CIOs understand, you know, what their technology was costing and how that impacted profitability and revenue around things like, you know, trading or FX and things like that. They partnered and they got the benefit out of what we were building early in the journey. On the other hand, the retail bank were not great partners, and we had to pull them along, sometimes kicking and screaming. Eventually we got there with them, but I think the delay hurt them in the end and put them behind where they could have been in terms of helping their organization manage IT effectively. And ultimately I think that impacted their bottom line. The second thing I'd say is kind of a challenge that you're going to have to think about and overcome is data. So a big part of building cost transparency is the underlying data you need to establish it, right? So I kind of think about it like data is part of the journey. It's not a barrier to success. So understand going into this that, you know, identifying the financial and operational data you're going to need to flow into your cost transparency model is going to be a critical part of the journey. And it can be challenging, right? If you're talking about a large scale or, you know, organization with a significant amounts of operational data and disparate systems with different, you know, different processes and different reporting, it can be difficult, right? But it is part of the journey, and just understand that and have an approach and a strategy to build that into your program.
Totally. So with these obstacles in mind, how does successful cost transparency impact IT governance and strategic decision making?
Yeah, so I'll kind of think about it from a governance perspective first, right? So IT cost transparency can give leaders the information they need to make smart decisions as they approve request for funding to spend money on IT, essentially. So in most organizations, you know, you have, you know, a budget cycle where you're going to approve an amount of budget for the IT organization over a given year. A lot of times that's going to be split between what I'd call run or BAU and invest, which is kind of how am I going to invest into my organization to improve it, to increase revenue, increase profitability. You know, IT or cost transparency can provide the leaders the information they need to align requests for spending to those priorities, to those budgets, and make sure that they're governing what's being spent against what the organization has approved going into, say, a fiscal year or a forecast or any sort of financial cycle where you're looking to invest in IT. Another way is can integrate cost transparency into operational information or vehicles that the organization uses to manage operations, such as, you know, aligning cost to IT capacity or IT resiliency, understanding not just capacity for IT, but also, you know, what is the cost of that capacity? What is the opportunity to drive more efficiency in that capacity? You can also include transparency around labor mix. So you can include the IT component of offshore, onshore labor to understand the differentiation of your labor force. You can build transparency around data center power, for example. So understand what it's costing you to run your data centers from a real estate and a power and consumption perspective. So all of this is, you know, you're going to have an IT organization that is running operations, and in terms of governance and decision making, you can incorporate cost transparency with operational data and reporting to kind of understand costs and how it aligns to the operational decisions you're making. You know, it helps organizations set their priorities and align to strategic imperatives, right? So again, most companies, right, the amount of money is not unlimited, right? So companies are always going to have to make decisions around where to align scarce resources strategically. And understanding as you're making those decisions, for example, if I invest in IT in one product set versus another product set, you know, is that going to help me achieve, you know, the overarching strategic goals of my organization? And that could be, how do I expand in a particular geography and what's that going to cost? How do I expand a particular product line or set of services? So you're able to see kind of a P&L, let's say, or projection of how IT is going to help you deliver across those dimensions.
Awesome. So it's really clear that effective cost transparency can really significantly empower organizations to make informed decisions and also drive innovation. So that marks the end of our first episode. Thank you, Mark, for those insightful perspectives on cost transparency and its pivotal role in today's businesses. To our listeners, we hope you enjoyed this discussion. So this wraps up the first part of our deep dive into cost transparency, but don't worry, there's more to come. In our next episode, we'll explore how organizations can navigate the challenges and opportunities of implementing these practices effectively. So please make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you don't miss out, and learn more by going to apptio.com. That is APPTIO.com. Thank you for tuning into TBM Talks, and I look forward to continuing this conversation in our next episode.